In the aftermath of the mass murder of 49 and injuries to more than 50 others at an Orlando, Florida LGBTQ nightclub, the U.S. is again debating the need for stronger gun regulations. The worst mass shooting incident in U.S. history motivated Connecticut Democratic U.S. Senator Chris Murphy to launch a 15-hour filibuster that succeeded in scheduling a vote on several key gun control measures on June 20th. But like so many times before, Republicans backed by the NRA voted to block the most effective legislative proposals designed to make the nation's background check system more comprehensive and prevent individuals on the government's terrorist watch list from purchasing firearms. Despite overwhelming support for these bills, GOP politicians and a handful of conservative Democrats continue to oppose virtually all initiatives to reduce gun violence. A recent poll conducted by CNN-ORC found 92% of Americans say they want expanded background checks, while 85% say they favor banning people on federal watch lists from buying firearms. The deadly epidemic of 30,000 gun-related murders and suicides that occur each year in the U.S. are among the highest per capita in the world. Your reporter spoke with Ladd Everett, Director of Communications with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, who talks about the slow but steady progress he sees in mounting public pressure on Congress to enact basic gun safety regulations.
I think we've always known, even going into this vote, that there's going to have to be, I guess, what you would call some regime change in Congress before we can really move forward aggressively with reform. But I'm very confident that we're going to do that. One really, really important thing that's come out of all this is we are going to get the full buy-in of the LGBTQ movement moving forward on gun violence prevention measures. Many people might have seen George Takei's great piece in the Daily Beast the other night, where he was full-throatedly arguing for LGBTQ involvement in this issue. That's going to make a humongous difference from us. And you can only imagine, I mean, there's a lot of people, undoubtedly, probably mostly in Orlando and Florida, who are really aggravated that we couldn't even do something simple like prohibiting suspected terrorists like the Orlando shooter from buying guns. So I think this is going to come back to bite them in a big way, and I am very confident at this point, moving into November, that many of these politicians are going to pay a price. When Kelly Ayotte spoke on the floor today before the votes, she looked pale as a ghost and was clearly nervous. She was trying to lay out a case for why she was going to vote the way she's going to vote, but she knows she is going to take a beating on this in New Hampshire when she's up in November. So, you know, this is a long game. This is not a short game. For those who lack patience or lack a sense of history of how change comes in this country, you're probably going to be pretty frustrated. But I feel very good about where we are after this terrible shooting. There was real movement, even in the Republican ranks, particularly with the way Donald Trump responded about the terrorist watch list issue. He moved the NRA on the issue. Republicans are clearly more skittish than they've ever been. You could see that by the mere fact that they were willing to allow votes so quickly. But I think, you know, their hope now obviously will be, you know, we're getting pounded with calls now. Let's have these votes. Hopefully it'll die off. I think what they're going to find out, if it's not going to die off, is that we are going to stay red hot going up until November, and then there's going to be some very contested races, and I think this issue will play a huge role in them.
Ladd, I wanted to ask you about Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins and a compromise proposal that she was talking about late last week that included using the no-fly list as opposed to the terrorist watch list to prohibit sales of firearms to those individuals. What do you make of her proposal as a compromise? Is it credible?
I think it is credible, yeah. It'll be very interesting to see where this goes from here. For those who, you know, just think as a knee-jerk that we've had our votes and we're not going to get any more votes, I wouldn't be so quick to say that right now. It's possible that Senator Collins and Senator Heitkamp, who was working with her on those compromise measures, could step forward and keep developing their proposal, and we could have an additional vote on that measure. But I appreciate, Senator Collins and Senator Heitkamp working on that. I will say that Senator Heitkamp's two no votes on the good bills today were very disappointing, and I think that's going to cost her dearly. But that said, I think that's going to be a motivation for her to want to continue to work on that compromise and maybe get a vote on it. So, we'll see how this plays out, but it would not surprise me in the least if, unlike Newtown, this vote is the beginning of a process as opposed to the end of a process.
So many politicians who are voting with the National Rifle Association and getting their money for their campaign contributions have for years appeared to be insulated against public accountability for their votes in Congress that go against public opinion. But as it really come down to gerrymandered districts, it's just hard to imagine why these folks continue to be so insulated from any kind of accountability.
Yeah, I don't think that's a permanent feature of our politics. You know, it's not as if Democrats can't retake these chambers of Congress. You know, the Senate is certainly in play, very much in play in November. And I think a lot of people now feel that the House is as well. Republicans have a presidential candidate who probably unstable is a good way to describe him, where, you know, who knows what's going to happen between now and November that could affect voting down ticket from the president. And long term, looking forward, the demographic and cultural changes in this nation do not favor Republicans, and they certainly don't favor a radical Republican Party. So, look, I think the Republicans are trying to milk this reactionary wave as much as they can of, certain white Americans who feel downtrodden or feel like they're losing their privilege in society. But again, I don't think that's a long-term strategy for organizing. I think it has some short-term benefits, but I think long-term it's a failed strategy that's not going to work.
That was Ladd Everett, Director of Communications with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Learn more about the campaign to enact common sense gun regulations by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.